So I get a call from my friends at the Asylum, and they said, hey, can you come and do a couple of days on this movie that we're doing for Tubi? It's a Tubi original called Dante's Hotel. And it stars Judd Nelson, Annalyn McCord, Moon Bloodgood, and Ted Raimi. Directed by Anthony C. Ferrante, who brought us Sharknado and The Knicks. It's just really, really good. You should go watch it. So Dante's Hotel is about this young boy who witnesses his parents being murdered, and that every 12 years, this being comes back to murder more people in this hotel. And this guy grows up, he becomes Judd Nelson. It's a really cool premise for a New Year's Eve horror movie, right? So we're shooting in downtown Los Angeles at the Biltmore Hotel, which is absolutely gorgeous. But it's in the middle of downtown Los Angeles. And in downtown Los Angeles, there's lots of homeless people and lots of weirdos wandering around. So we're in the hotel and I'm getting my makeup done. And I've got my eyes closed. And off in the corner, I'm listening to this guy going on and on about these conspiracy theories. And I look over at him and it's like just this weird kind of homeless guy, right? Just sort of telling stories. Well, he's probably just one of the extras, but this guy is really going after this whole crazy conspiracy theory. So I'm looking forward, because I've never met Judd Nelson. I've been a big fan of Judd's for a long time. So we have one scene in the movie where Judd Nelson's character races in, he tries to save us, but there's confusion, and we die. Spoiler alert. So we're rehearsing the scene, and the director, Anthony, is trying to block the scene, and they bring over this guy that was telling the conspiracy stories, right? And he goes, hey, this is Jeff. Jeff, this is Patrick. I'm like, hi, how are you? He goes, okay, let's run the scene. And so we're running the scene, and he's doing all of Judd's lines, which is kind of weird. But a lot of times, bigger actors who are starring in a project have their stand-in or their body double kind of do the rehearsals and the blocking while they're off doing something else or maybe getting their makeup done. It's totally standard procedure. But this is that conspiracy guy. And he starts coming up with these ideas that he wants the character to do. Now, a body double or a stand-in. No, you don't come up with ideas for the actor. But what's really weird is the director's listening to him and he's taking this guy's notes. And I'm thinking, why is the director listening to this stand-in? Well, you may already be ahead of me, but I certainly was slow to the uptake. Turns out the conspiracy theory guy was Judd Nelson. When he introduced him, he didn't say, hey, this is Jeff. He said, hey, this is Judd. But in the echoey room of the pool, I heard Jeff. Then as soon as I realized I'm working with Judd Nelson, then it all makes sense. The character in the movie is this crazy guy who saw his parents murdered and now is a conspiracy theorist and wandering around with this scraggly beard and these kind of beat up clothes, kind of like a homeless person. And so when he was talking conspiracy theories, he's in character. And I thought it was some homeless dude when it was Judd Nelson. Ends up he was really deep into this character. And I got to tell you, it was a blast to be able to work with somebody that I've had a real, real appreciation of throughout the years.
Nice murder board.
Thank you.